fighting, hatred, fear. Had enough of the noise? Aloha and welcome to Energetic Health Radio. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Dr. H. It is so good to be here with you folks. We got a great show for you today. I got one of my brothers, all right? And I got a few brothers in this movement, people that we are just bonded for the rest of our lives because, you know, we've been walking to each other probably from the moments we were born, and here we are in this sacred space. We got for you today, filmmaker, storyteller extraordinaire, patriot, truth seeker, humanitarian, just good dude. And if you haven't heard him before, you probably heard him on some documentaries that he's done and him interviewing, but you probably haven't heard him being interviewed before. And I'm just so privileged to have him on the show today, Jonathan Otto. If you are injured and you're hitting that wall, if you just have had so much negativity, you know, every day it's some other sign of the apocalypse or something like that, and you're just feeling overwhelmed, this is going to be a great interview for you. I want to bring you interviews that uplift you, people out there that you never knew loved you and were fighting for you. I want to bring those people to you so it can give you hope, so that you can renew your hope. I did a big talk with my students today. It was a little raucous. You know, I can get a little riled up. If you know me, I can definitely get a little riled up. Well, I got a little riled up, you know. We're all going through something right now. I haven't talked to one person this year that isn't going through something. And I'm not talking about a little something like, oh, I got some toenail fungus or something like that. I'm talking about people talking about losing their jobs, losing their houses, you know, relationship issues. That's a huge one right now. The injured, working with the injured folks and what they go through every damn day. You know, it is nonstop. It is just nonstop negativity, nonstop fear, nonstop despair, nonstop doom and gloom, right? So I went on one today, and this was after me going on one on Twitter earlier this week. We do a free Twitter space every Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. So check me out on Twitter and come and join us. I went off on that one too. I've just had enough of the grifting. I've had enough of people taking advantage of folks who are in desperate need. I just have had enough. I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it anymore. I can't be silent about it. God told me to speak truth. That was my anointment. So I'm going to be speaking truth for the rest of my days. And if that makes some people uncomfortable, well, you're going to have to just either not listen to me, or you're going to have to get into an argument with me and actually hear why I'm saying what I'm saying, because I will tell you why I'm saying what I'm saying, because there is a definitive right and wrong. And I'm going to bring you the right as much as I know how to bring you that right, so that you can feel good that there's somebody out there who gives a shit. There's somebody out there who cares about you. I don't need to have met you or know you or what you're going through. I want to know, but I don't need to know to care about you. I don't need somebody's permission to care about you and do what's right. I don't need somebody's permission to speak truth and say what's right. I don't need someone's permission to be a good person. I reject that on its face, any notion that I have to silence myself when what I'm bringing is love in my heart to you. Now, it might be tough love sometimes, but it's love. You make no mistake about it. It's love. If you're out there and you have hit the wall, folks, I'm going to tell you, I lost everything last year. everything. Y'all didn't know that about me because I don't put my business out on the streets, and I'm not going to put it out here. I'm just going to let you know I lost everything last year. Everything I love, I lost last year. Thankfully, I had been through enough healing processes to where when God broke me, and God didn't break me, when I was broken, when I broke myself, when I broke myself into a million pieces through my stupid decisions that I made, that God said, don't worry about that. Every place where you are broken, that's where the light enters. Every place where you are broken, that's where the healing comes together. We are going to rebirth you into a better version of yourself if you're willing to do the work. And I said, God, I am willing to do the work. Show me what I need to do. I will do it. And God showed me, and I did it, and I was healed. So when I got broken again last year, I didn't fold. It wasn't time for poor me because we don't have the luxury of spending time in poor me. Instead, what I did was I got focused. Now, everybody gets 15 minutes. Everybody gets 15 minutes every day for a pity party. Take your 15 minutes if you need it. Use it. The other 23 hours and 45 minutes have to be about focus, have to be about the business of what you've got to get done. The vast majority of your day has to be about that. Why? Because the only way to fail is to give up. The only way for you to fail is to give up. What God is asking of you, me, all of us right now, is to not give up. God never gave up on us. I will not give up. I will not betray that love that has been shown to me and give up. Not a chance. So if you get anything from me, get from me that resiliency, that fire, that when you wake up and you're having a hard day, that you think of something that I said, and you go, I'm not giving up. I will not give this evil the satisfaction of victory. I will not give this evil the satisfaction of victory. You make that decision, you've already won. That's how it works. So, folks, I'm fired up. I want you to enjoy this show. I'm bringing people to you that love you. I want you to know that you are loved and that hope is real, because I never want you to give up. I never even want you to entertain it. It's not an option. We're right back with Jonathan Otto and more Energetic Health Radio right after these messages. Energetic Health Radio is brought to you by the Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for amazing people just like you. Check us out, www.energetichealthinstitute.org. You will be very happy you did. And if you need some hope, you will find it there. www.energetichealthinstitute.org. We will always, always be there for you. We will never give up. We're right back with more Energetic Health Radio and Jonathan Otto right after these messages.
The pandemic may be over for some, but millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-term effects of toxic spike protein from COVID-19 and the vaccines. Fortunately, Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula with the miracle enzyme natokinase, scientifically studied to dissolve spike protein so you can feel your very best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Whether you're an independent, a Democrat, or a Republican, one thing remains true. Airborne viruses love us equally. You've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the advanced nasal solution Cofix RX. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. Spray goodbye to colds and flus with a Cofix RX nasal solution cleanse. That's COFIXRX.com. Save 20% by using promo code OUTLOUD at CofixRX.com.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with my brother, my dear friend. Folks, I want to bring you people that, you know, you're just going to love. People that you know when you get out there, you know, there's people who care about you, who love you, that you've never met. They've been fighting for you, everyone you love. And this is one of my dear friends in the entire movement, the freedom movement, Jonathan Otto. Brother, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for asking. Thanks for having me.
He works behind the scenes and behind the camera. You've probably seen him on a bunch of documentaries. We're going to talk about that in a second, but he's always interviewing people. So I asked him to come on because I wanted to interview him, because I wanted him to tell a little bit. He doesn't brag about himself, super humble, all this stuff. And I want to brag on him a little bit today, and I want to bring him and introduce him to you, because this is another person that's going to bring a lot of hope to the table for you, especially if you're having a rough time. So, wow. Jonathan, let's jump in and just, I want to give people a little bit more of your background. How did you get started doing all this documentary work that you're doing?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking, Dr. Alien. Again, it's so great to be just chatting and sharing, you know, truth that brings hope, because it is valid, because it is effective, because it works. And so, yeah, to answer your question, I started off in humanitarian work. That kind of came as a child, feeling this desire as a child to be a part of a solution. I knew about the developing world from, I believe, around the age of 7, and felt like a calling that was so strong, and it brought this visceral reaction of feeling deep sorrow. And again, for like a young child, feeling deep sorrow for something that was, you know, on the other side of the world, you can see that to me, it's like a God thing and I see it a lot, and I see it in a lot of children. It's beautiful. And if we just cultivate it, like my mother did, when I asked her, "Mom, we need to sponsor a child." And she said, "Well, you got to do that yourself, and I can help you to deliver newspapers." And so her and I, my other three siblings were delivering newspapers. We made enough to sponsor 2 children, which we sponsored for the next 15 years. To get them all through. And then, so these were the kinds of things where this began, because you kind of look at the backgrounds of some of the people that we connect with. There are often these trends of like people really having an interest in doing good. So that's why we kind of felt a calling at a certain time when a worldwide genocide was happening, that it would be kind of convenient to duck down in a bunker, but that's just not the position that I feel comfortable in. And so that began this quest for where I believed the suffering was. I thought that suffering was all in the developing world. I thought that it was hunger, child trafficking. So I'd advocate on these types of things and share. I was an ambassador for World Vision at age 17. I started traveling to places like Tanzania and Mozambique and through Mongolia and China, and I would learn, the plight of a certain situations and put media attention to it and do national interviews and things like that. So it was a profound opportunity at a young age to be a part of a solution. And as things developed, and I was then, you know, working through getting a degree in investigative journalism, which when I completed that, I started thinking more about what else matters, and my own health took a plummet, and where is the suffering in the world today? Because I continued to feel a calling to be a part of a solution. And as my own health plummeted, I found I couldn't find solutions in the allopathic medical field. And I felt let down continually and just in the dark. And so I found myself then researching holistic health solutions. And that's what birthed all of this. And then trying to work out what was going wrong with me, because I had Lyme disease and Ross River fever and Epstein-Barr and glandular fever, and the whole long list of symptoms, chronic fatigue syndrome, and chronic boils on my body. And my mom just kind of beside herself trying to work out what caused this. And then as time evolved, I then started getting good at filmmaking, that part of investigative journalism. And I wanted to tell more stories that I felt could make a difference. And a company called The Truth About Cancer were interested in the work I was doing as a filmmaker. And so they asked me to come and work with them to produce. And I worked as a producer on a film called The Truth About Cancer and The Truth About Vaccines. And so, you know, these were 7-8 years ago. And I was then researching some of the most progressive therapies for cancer from all around the world, from Europe to America to Mexico and through Asia. And I would learn and develop this information that then became super helpful and profound as I went to develop series like Autoimmune Secrets and Bible Health Secrets. And so it kind of all started to evolve as I opened Pandora's box.
And open Pandora's box, you definitely did. And for the betterment of the entire world. I mean, I didn't know, of course, that you had done work on Truth About Cancer, and we had, you know, and everybody had heard about it and all that stuff. And then I don't even remember how we met. I think it was just some, like, you reached out to me or something like that. Sherry was like connected us, and yeah, that's right. And so you never know who you're talking to. So it's, I'm glad I treat people well. Cause
you do.
You know, I was like, yeah. Talking to like a big wig, and I didn't realize it. And dude, you're a giant. You're humble, but you're a giant. And we get on with this audience, and you have this huge global audience, and we're talking. I'm like, oh my God, there's like 13,000 people on this call that we're doing. And I'm like, wow, what a megaphone, you know, that this guy has created. And he's done it with several things that I really admire. One, a deep faith and a deep connection to God. And two, for the betterment of the people listening in, not for your own gain, not for your own glorification, not for money or fame or any of that other nonsense, that you do it because you genuinely in your heart want to help people, you know? And I'm always drawn to this, this story. Hopefully I can share this.
Yeah. I would love to hear it.
Yeah. I was working with a couple of folks that were severely injured, you know, and you had sponsored, them moving out to Portland for a couple of months and really, you know, took the leadership on the financial part, which I thought was amazing, you know, and we started, doing some work. And then you introduced me to a gentleman out in Africa that you have been funding so that he can grow food to feed. Really? I mean, how many meals did he say he's able to create every year?
Sure. I remember we were like in the vicinity of like having reached over 200,000 people, through famine relief by purchasing all the supplies and then getting the locals to then recreate by growing themselves.
Right. Like, so this is where it's like, this is the kind of dude when you hear these stories, because Jonathan never talks about this or brags about it or anything like that. But you hear the story, and I got to meet the gentleman who's really spearheading all the work, but Jonathan helps fund that and make it all happen. And you go, wow, there's somebody out there that just really cares and is doing it for all the right reasons. Like you talked about when you were a little boy, you mm-hmm. know, about, hey, I want to help someone. You've now manifested that into a global scale. And it's just tremendous. So I want to get into these documentaries as well,
sure.
Because, you know, we've done a little work now and, you know, and I'm really grateful for all of it. Cause we've seen the impact of having that megaphone for the school, and it's been and the work you've done, the work you've gifted me to be able to come in and share has really been a great boon for the growth of the Energetic Health Institute. So we're eternally grateful.
Thank you, brother.
You know,
and right back at you, because you provided such incredible content that was, you know, is hence why you're one of the favorites by far. People just, you know, ask for your information. It's life changing, and so it's just an honor for me. So it's just. That's the kind of win-wins in life that God always tries to bring about with people. Just like, see those win-wins. Let's help each other. Mm-hmm. Because if all our goals are just to help people and make the world a better place, then we should be absolutely helping each other in the best ways possible. And so it's an honor for me to hear that we've been a big driving force behind Energetic Healing Institute, because you guys are doing incredible work.
Amen. Well, and that's, you're right. Win-win, right? And that, yeah. God blesses win-wins. You know what I mean? Like that's the way it's supposed to be. So you have a new documentary that's about to come out, New Hope, right?
Yep.
Can you tell the audience a little bit about it and everything? And for those of you listening, of course, we're going to provide a link in the show notes and everything so that you can get straight to it. But tell us a little bit about who's involved with this and what's the driving force. What are you hoping to get accomplished globally with it?
Absolutely. So, I mean, just like the name entails, New Hope, and like it was a line in a movie, hope is a great thing, maybe the best of things, and no good thing ever dies. And so hope, when it's founded on reality, is it's like a candle in an incredibly dark place. And you could be in the deepest, darkest cave in the core of the earth, and just the tiniest little flicker of flame will actually light up a path that is more than you need to be able to find your way through that darkness. And that's the truth that New Hope and the series that it was built upon, which is called Absolute Healing. And so they're both going to be airing concurrently, obviously the focus on the one that is just being released. So it's dealing with COVID-19 vaccine injuries. It's dealing with long COVID and what the biologic weapon actually is, both COVID itself and the vaccine, this mechanism of action, super important. And I felt like I had to kind of put my head on a chopping board, because if I wasn't willing to entertain or understand what a mechanism was, I wouldn't be able to provide and find the solutions. And so often it's not really like necessarily a filmmaker or a producer that's going to be involved in that kind of work. And I think it's also part of the reason why we don't have a lot of films that are incredibly helpful with health. They kind of maybe stay around the surface. And so this is really about getting into the mechanism of action of what's causing this disease. What are the solutions that are working? What's the clinical proof on that? What's the data? Where's the research to back that? And where's the anecdotal case studies that you can use to see this real time? Mm-hmm. So you really can get a kind of feel for it, because again, people won't really do much if they can't see any evidence that it's going to make any difference. Mm-hmm. And so we do owe it to the world as storytellers, as filmmakers, as educators, to show people stories of actual healing take place. And that's what you're going to see in this as well. You'll see people reverse some of the most chronic vaccine injuries, which is just beautiful. It'll bring so much hope and tears. You'll cry with them as you hear their stories of suffering, and you'll rejoice with them and cry tears of joy as you see their faces lit up as their life is coming back together. Like people like Gloria Charlene, who had two periods after the vaccine and then heart palpitations and felt like she was going to die. And, you know, just 2 weeks ago, she texted me after 3 weeks of trying a new therapy that she'd lost 18 pounds in that 3 weeks, didn't notice until the night before because she just weighed herself. And all those pounds of toxins were pounds of toxins, because her heart was feeling normal. Her period was normal. And she was then saying things like, when you were with me in person, you told me that I'd be able to go back to snowboarding, but I never believed it was possible. Now I believe I can see evidence that I'm actually going to be far healthier than I was before I got this shot. And that's the kind of thing you want to hear. Like, so new hope that you could hopefully partially maybe recover. That's not real hope. Real hope is, no, like your body can regenerate and this is good news, and watch to see, put God to the test and see. And that's what this is about.
Yeah, it's funny putting God to the test, because God's going to be like, are you serious?
I didn't think anyone was going to really follow me up on that. I'm ready. Let's do this thing.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's faith right there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I actually did a big talk with students today at the school, and the folks that are going through the program and some of the folks that are in the detox. As you know, we started talking about what's the most important nutrient, because everybody's looking for that little solution in a pill, right? And it's like the most important nutrient you can take is vitamin belief. The most important nutrient for you to take every single day is an affirmation, a positive stance that you are going to heal, because then the body will start to do that. Whatever you believe in, the body's going to start creating for it. That's the gift of what's in all of our cells, right? If you want to be miserable, the body will create that for you. If you want to be diseased, if you don't think you're going to heal, the body will create that for you. If you want to die, the body will create that for you, because the body's going to create whatever it is that it thinks you want. And so if people who are really intent on healing, the number one thing for them to do, and I told students this morning, a little bit more passionately and animated than I'm saying here right now, but that you get 23 hours and 45 minutes of being in vitamin belief. That means you get 15 minutes every day to give yourself a pity party. You get 15 minutes every day to feel like this isn't going to work. That's it. After that 15 minutes, the other 23 hours and 45 minutes have to be absolutely dedicated to the faith, the belief that you are going to get where you want to go, because that's what it takes, especially with the magnitude and the immense mechanisms of action, as you spoke about this bioweapon. I mean, it is just staggering. What are some of those mechanisms of action that you've come across and you've started kind of putting together, talking to people all over the world?
Sure, absolutely. So mechanisms of action. Well, what we discovered and released in a film called Covenom, which you're in the sequel for, which is, it's going to be such an incredible follow-up. So Covenom 19 was looking at the actual bioweapon, how it was developed, what we're seeing in blood, urine, and feces of COVID-19 patients, in this case, animal venoms, and what we'd refer to as synthetic animal venoms, because they're almost identical. They have the same structure, but it's a copy. And the words in the study, in this case, the study that was released is an Italian study, and it was, the title is potential. So I'm mixing two different articles here, but this one is blood, toxin-like peptides found in blood, urine, and feces of COVID-19 patients, and the results specifically saying phospholipases, phosphodiesterases, zinc metal, metalloproteinases, and conotoxins, all discovered in the blood, urine, and feces of COVID-19 patients. And so, and then it lists them out specifically, and it will go, okay,
well, it's a long list too.
Yeah, we found the Uruguayan coral snake. We found the Malayan crate. We found the Chinese spitting cobra. We found... four different types of Eastern brown snake. We found, and this is in a small cohort study of 20 people. So how did these 20 Italians get the Chinese spitting cobra in their blood, urine, feces? How did they get it in California cone snail in their blood, urine, and feces? And so then you're looking at synthetic bioweapons, and you see that these articles were coming out for a long time, like 2012. Again, they go way back further than that. Conotoxins, potential weapons from the sea, Department of Justice. This is an important article. You can find it online. If you can't, you can find the abstract on the Department of Justice website, but you can find the rest of it on ResearchGate as an example. And it'll tell you specifically, cone snail venoms can be easily weaponized. They can be put into the air. They can be aerosolized. They can be put in food. And then you will get all the symptoms that are through the neurological pathways. And I would do interviews with people like Danny Baker, and I would go through the whole list. I just read straight from the Department of Justice article. It'd say things like signs and symptoms of exposure to a cone snail sting include faintness, ptosis. And I would just go one by one. She'd say, yes, yes, yes. Abnormal sensations such as burning or tingling all the time, she says, and she's crying while she says those words because she's in pain. Nausea, she says constantly. And I'm going symptom by symptom, and then respiratory arrest. And there it says cerebral edema, brain swelling, which we see in some one of the cases we're working with directly, brain swelling. And it was shocking to really uncover this and realize, hold on, this is the mechanism, but you know, how could it be so sinister? And then it's in medications. A lot of medications are using animal venom. So it shouldn't be a shock to anyone. We should actually think it's more normal. And when we get blank labels on vaccines, then we should be really aware that, and then you see heart attacks. And that's really relevant because you look at 1975, the congressional hearing, Senator Frank Church with the director of the CIA, William Colby, and they are discussing a heart attack gun using shellfish venom. They also discussed cobra venom was discovered in a little used storage vault. And they're telling this in a way to kind of have people see that, you know, this is going to be closed down. We're not going to keep doing these types of things. But really, it closes down in the minds of people, but goes underground. It becomes far bigger. So no one has to get shot with a gun. We're all lining up for it. We're demanding this biological weapon with the entitlement of a first world country, that we need this, and that... But again, we've been backed in a corner. We're fearful. We got death protocols in the hospitals. And then now we have these venom-based vaccines that are poisoning, creating the heart attacks, creating these mechanisms. And that's why we need antidotes, just like you would think about with an anti-venom. You need an antidote if you've been stung. And well, if you get the antidote, then you're going to be fine. That's kind of the belief when you get stung by a snake. And it's a legitimate belief, and you'll find the same thing with the vaccine.
Very good. And folks, for those of you listening, the study that Jonathan was referencing earlier was by Carlo Brogna as the lead author. It came out of, it's referred to in the circles as the Italian study because of its significance. It was just like, why are people who have gotten and overcome COVID as an infection, why were they having over, I think table one had over 30 different toxin peptides in their urine, in their blood, and in their feces. How is that?
Correct.
Yeah, something like that. How is that possible? And then you get another study, Jonathan, I don't know if you've heard of this one, that comes out in September of 2022, titled Immunization with 674-6 through 685 Fragment of SARS-CoV-2 Spike Protein Induces Neuroinflammation and Impairs Episodic Memory of Mice by Olena Lickmas.
No, and, I don't know. Sounds amazing.
Yeah. You read through that one and she is openly talking about bungaro toxin and she's openly talking about cobra venom. And then you start going through the work that I know you, because you were on me about this. Folks, the reason I did such an about face on this whole venom topic was because of Jonathan Otto. He was just on me in 2021 about, you've really got to look at this. You've really got to look at this. And I finally said to him one day, because I think you were bugging me for like months about it. And I finally just said, look, man, I don't think there's anything there. But because I love you and because I trust when you say something, when you're onto something, you're usually right. I'll go and look at it. And so I went and looked at it from a completely different point of view and just from the mechanisms of action. And I went in specifically to disprove Dr. Artis. And if you listen to that podcast I published, we published with Dr. Artis. And when he came onto the show a couple of weeks ago, I said, Dr. Artis is right. I went in specifically to disprove Dr. Artis and to disprove you, Jonathan, and say, look, I'm going to show you where this isn't what you guys think it is. And all I could do was validate everything that you were saying, Jonathan, everything that Dr. Artis was saying, everything that Tal Braun was saying. And it just became this no-brainer that, oh my God, this is really going on here. And this explains so much of what's happening to people and their symptomatology and the sequelae and the complete de-evolution of their health. It was jaw-dropping. You know, and then you have God slapping you upside the head like he likes to do me sometime. And I had a patient come in who said, hey, I don't have lupus, but I tested positive with an older version of a lupus test. And I was like, really, what's the name of that test? It's Russell Pit Viper Venom Test. And I was like, S-O-B, right? What are you talking about? She tested positive for that test, which uses Russell Pit Viper venom, even though she wasn't positive for it. Well, how could she test positive? Because the spike glycoprotein triggered that positive test. So, folks, I'm going to tell you this. When you get into it and you get down to it, it might be uncomfortable. It might be something that defies your imagination, the scale of what folks like Jonathan Otto are sharing with you. But I'm going to tell you this. It deserves your consideration. I didn't say for you to agree with it. I said to consider it. It deserves your consideration because what I'm seeing, what Dr. Artis is seeing, what Jonathan is seeing, what all these people are seeing around the world is the same thing, that this is a definitive bioweapon and it is a formidable opponent when we're talking about clearing it out of the system, especially when there's been a genetic modification as a result. We're going to come right back after these messages with more Jonathan Otto. I want to get into that New Hope series a little bit more. And really, I want to bring all of you listening to me right now, I want to bring you to his work. If you haven't already started studying it, if you haven't already introduced yourself to it, I want to bring you to his work. Because his work, I think, is the most important work that is going on in our generation right now. And I want to be very clear. He's doing all of this at great risk to himself and to the people around him, because everybody, when you bring this level of truth to the table, there are going to be a lot of people who don't want this out. So you owe it to yourself in this day and age to give this man your support. You owe it in this day and age to give this your consideration and to think for a second this simple thought. What if this is true? Because if it is, it means we have massive problems that we're going to have to address. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is by being aware of them first and then coming together to address them in the right way second. We'll be right back with more Energetic Health Radio right after these messages.
AmericaOutloud.com. If you can't find it here, you can't find it anywhere. We are the pulse and voice of everyday American thought, working hard to earn your trust for 7 incredible years and counting. America Out Loud Talk Radio, liberty and justice for all.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
These days, every time you turn on the news, it seems like there's a new threat to your health. Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top and shoot it down, or mix it in water. Boost your immunity. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. So, I want to get in, Jonathan, I want to get into this New Hope series. And what's the lineup? How many people have you gotten this? Who are the folks that are bringing some truth to the table here?
All right. Absolutely. Yours truly, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Brian Artis, a good friend and colleague of us, Dr. Ed Group, David Wolf. Let's see, Mark Sherwood, Dr. Sherwood, Dr. Michelle Sherwood. Let's see who else we got. We got people like Dr. Thomas E. Levy. We've got Dr. Rashid Buttar, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Pierre Corey. Lots of great practitioners and clinicians and researchers. And then some other like activists that are doing some great work, people like Priscilla Roman, mm-hmm. who's like really the right people to educate. A bunch of guys on the legal front, some of the great attorneys out there, Mary Holland, Dr. Brian Hooker, with the Children's Health Defense. We got a bunch of attorneys from the Children's Health Defense to really give people a knowledge of where their rights lie, how they can defend their rights, and different provisions that are available to them to actually seek compensation for injuries, particularly flu shots and things like this. You actually can, or other vaccines, you can get some settlements that are significant. So there are some things there, because we do want to bring these companies to their knees. So there are lots of different pieces of information there. Holistic health and healing, regeneration, so many great experts in covering various aspects of health and healing. And they're all there. They're all teaching and doing their thing.
That's wonderful. You know, I'm with you, man. You said bring them to their knees. I'm like, yes, yeah. I want to bring them to their knees.
Yeah, you were like surprised to hear me talk like that, because you're used to hearing me go, hey, look, let's get the knife off the throat. And because I'm about, you'll see me go after the organizations, but you won't see me like kind of rag on the individual personally, because I think it's a distraction, but you'll see me go for the throat of the organization, for the throat of the belly of the beast, or Yeah, or justice even for individuals, yes, but like not in a spirit of revenge, because we're like you say, friends of God. So it's not about that.
Right. And this is what I've been talking about with a lot of people too. It's like, you gotta be careful about what you wish for on people, especially people who you feel have perpetrated crimes and things like that. Because whatever you wish on somebody, it's going to come back on you. You know, so I've been really forefront of just saying, look, if you're going to wish anything on these folks, wish justice upon them. You know, wish for the same thing you would want for yourself, justice. If I was in the wrong on something, if I was really, you know, doing some criminal stuff, yeah, I would want to be held accountable. Yeah. You know, and if you wish that, now we start creating that positive energy. And I love your idea about saying, look, let's not focus on the individuals, because that's a distraction and they can easily take one out and that doesn't change the problem.
Like puppeteering.
That's all it is. It's the whole puppet show. You know, we got to take out the organization. We got to take out the entire industry and go, look, this is run amok. We have to redo everything about this. That's why we've been going after the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. I mean, I think you take a battering ram to 42 USC 300AA-11 and -22. Go look them up, folks. 42 USC, it's United States Code 300AA and -11 and -22. You take a battering ram to those two provisions, you get those two provisions repealed, it all stops. Mm. It all stops right there. And that's what we've been going after as well. So you said you got absolute healing that's going to be running concurrently. What did you love about that series? You don't probably get a chance to talk about what you really enjoyed about something that you did, but I'm curious. Mm. What did you really love about that series?
Yeah, and thanks for asking. So, the name entails absolute healing. This was all about, you know, systemic whole body healing, regeneration. And so as I do these interviews and go for the throat of full healing. And again, like when you think about somebody that's gone through an injury, that person typically will want revenge, and that's understandable. And success is always the best revenge, people. Let's just remember that. Success is the best revenge. And so, yes, I'm using those words, but forgiveness I think happens to be critical in that, because otherwise you're stuck in that emotion of wanting to get even instead of putting your spotlight on yourself. And what you'll find is, when I would do these interviews with some of the people that have been chronically injured, some of those interviews brought me to my, brought me to my knees, brought me to tears, brought me to God, like asking for strength to continue the interviews and be able to hold space and not be indifferent and hard-hearted and be soft-hearted and yet strong, so that I could continue and not kind of just get discouraged and overwhelmed. But, so that was a big part of it, seeing these cases and sharing the stories. And then you'd see, as you watch the film, you'd see the stories of the breakthrough of people that had achieved absolute healing legitimately, and how encouraging this was. And so we'd highlight these cases, people like Natalia Voloshin. And again, you look at her conditions. She was having, in this case, four different autoimmune conditions that had led her to a 5.5-year journey of being chronically ill, and spending over $200,000 of her hard-earned money that she would have put into a house, but she was doing it and trying to stay alive. She was suicidal. She was in a wheelchair. She'd never been depressed before. She was so seriously ill. She had vasculitis, rheumatoid arthritis, Hashimoto's, thyroiditis, and myositis. And these conditions left her in a position where she's supposed to have both her legs amputated. In 2 weeks, she's at places like Cleveland Clinic, but she was seeing a lot of naturopaths, functional medicine doctors, people that you would think maybe could solve it and crack the code. And that's, again, the importance of this work, because she said, well, I'd been to 30 specialists, 15, half of them were holistic. The other half were conventional. I tried it all. I spent $200,000 and I was still left in a position having to have both legs amputated. But some of the people in the holistic side would talk about some of the things you talked about, but no one talked about it in a sequence. So I really, as an investigative journalist, did dedicate myself to the sequence. And I used all these things myself, and I would see when there was a missing link. And that was the benefit of pulling together all this information. So when people watched it, they would get the full sequence, and you'd hear stories like of people like Natalia and see how she did a parasite cleanse. She did a heavy metal toxicity cleanse. She digested proteolytic enzymes. She did probiotics. She did fulvic minerals to help with the detoxification and to replace and replenish nutrients and minerals that she's missing. We did that approach, liver and kidney cleanses and various aspects of healing and health that then left people with actual solutions, real case studies that validated it. And people walked away feeling like, I'm actually going to get better. And that kind of energy, and I know that because you told me as well, just even with people that swarm into, you know, what you guys do with the Energetic Health Institute, they were reporting these same kinds of feelings that they were having because they really saw evidence of transformation that they could have.
Amen. Yeah. And you know, this is the great part of the whole thing. You know, it's like it's all the good stuff looks the same. You know, I was talking with Dr. Ed Group about it yesterday. You know, you might have little bits and pieces where you do something a little different than somebody else, and who cares? You know, it's not a big deal. It's that the principles are all the same. And the principle is really simple. The body is designed to heal itself. It's that's the most evident thing in the world. And you start putting the sequence together of what does that look like for folks, you know, that you're getting, you know, the digestive health in order, because it all starts there. That, and you know, you start getting into the what's next, you know, getting the liver. Dr. Group was amazing in the interview yesterday, where he was talking about the importance of the liver and getting that liver really clean. When the liver is really clean, everything really starts to click. Everything really starts to work. I was just actually updating our liver cleanse at the school, you know, and everything right before we got on. And it's like, yes, this is why it works. You know, you start seeing it. It's like, yeah, we could argue about this, you know, nutrient or this product or what, who cares? It's that you get the principle right of that. Mm-hmm. What do we have to do? We have to get the cellular environment clean. What have they been doing for at least 40 years plus? They've been polluting that environment intentionally, because when you pollute that environment intentionally, it creates disease. And when you have disease, especially when it's not a sudden death, you now have a lifelong customer. I mean, it's a pretty evil business model when you get
burn out people's thyroids with radioactive iodine, then they've got to rely on your medication. That's a classic example. It's really sad.
It's super, super sad. But you know, when you're going through this, you talked about tell me your name again. What was her name again?
Oh, Gloria Charlene. Oh, or Natalia Volosian. Natalia Volosian with the legs.
Natalia Volosian. You've had this great opportunity to speak with so many incredible people. And I want to always shine the light on the people who do the work, you know, not that, yeah, we're doing the work, figuring stuff out, but we don't have to go through the arduous toll you have, and I have in our own healing processes.
Yeah.
But you know, when we start getting so many people want to just be better tomorrow. Right. And it's like, look, that's not it. You got to have this willingness to do the work. Who really that you've interviewed, that you've come across in these interviews, has really stood out to you as somebody who's a shining example of just ultimate faith and having that willingness to do that work that's necessary no matter what, no matter how many obstacles, no matter how many drawbacks, no matter how many times she or he falls, they get back up and they do it. Who comes to mind for you?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Obviously, the one that I just mentioned is a great example, but this one woman, okay, because like, her name is slipping me, but I have to share her story. So I ran into her at a marketing convention, and she'd followed my work. She was one of the volunteers at the event. She was so impressive to me because she had had somewhere upwards of 17 surgeries. She had her gallbladder function at like zero. And so, and then she like, there's so many circumstances where she should have died. She had all these different surgeries, and I'm just thinking, man, this woman is in so much pain and suffering. And at what point after all these surgeries and still feeling so sick and mm-hmm. feeling so horrible. And she was an Olympic athlete that was brought to her knees, that she's one of the best in a field in this certain type of dancing. It's like an aerobic type dancing. It's obviously not my field. I'm not really, I don't know much about that sport, but she amazed me so much. And I said the exact same thing that you just mentioned there. And I said, because she was saying, it was your work that saved my life. And because she had learned about a parasitic infection through our work, and that was what caused the gallbladder function issue. When she cleansed the parasites from using the information, her health took a dramatic improvement, and she's like basically all the way better now. And she was using all these different tools to get better, and here she was volunteering at an event, feeling great, just so passionate, excited. But yeah, it was a beautiful moment. But when she was putting it on me, I just felt like, that's not actually where it belongs. Like, I just put it right back on her. I said, you're the hero of this story. I'm actually not the hero of the story. If this was a movie, it wouldn't be that amazing. Like, literally, guys, think about it. Would I be the main character? Me, Jonathan? No, I'm just like this. I'd be this little 30-second clip of me in the movie. And the whole thing is about her. It's about her going in to have these painful surgeries. It's about her losing her career. It's about her regaining that. And it's about her finding out the truth and being willing to apply the things that she learned, not just sit there and take it. And yeah, so it was beautiful. And she took that to heart. She felt it. And I felt like, yes, that's what matters. Like, for the person that's listening right now, you, as you listen to this, you are the hero of your own story. Dr. Ely and I are just only relevant in that we are like a herald, a mentor along the way, but you are the hero of this story, and we're just in your corner, Rocky Balboa style. We're just like massaging your shoulders. You're the one getting up to give the big swing. You're the one that's going to, not about how hard you can be hit. It's about how hard you can get hit. Still keep going. Yeah, that's you. And so I respect you because you're the one that's fighting this fight, not me. It's your fight, and I respect you for that.
Amen. Right. That's where I'm at. I, anybody that's out there that's taking the credit for somebody else's healing, I think has missed the mark every single time. I keep telling folks I've healed one person in my entire life, me. Yeah. You know, that's it. Right. What we do, though, is we get the privilege of working with people. We get the privilege of, you know, having our lives woven together in the fabric of somebody else's as they're maybe inspired by something we've taught, something we've shared. And that is, believe me, that is payment in full for me every single time. Because, you know, when you go through your own healing process, you know how hard it is. You know how hard it is to the mental game, the spiritual game that goes into it every single day. You got to wake up and get into that right attitude, that right vitamin. You got to take that vitamin belief, you know, and get in there and be like, okay, we're going to keep, I fell down. Yesterday was a little bit worse than the previous day. I'm doing this roller coaster ride thing. Yeah, that's how it works because it's the ultimate test of faith. So that you can really figure out who you are. When you go through a healing process, you're going to learn exactly who you are, and you're going to be better for it. And the world gets that gift on top of it, right? Yeah. So, Jonathan, I know you got to run. I don't want to hold you up. And we're coming to the end of the segment anyway. I know what we're titling this now. It's going to be the strength of a human spirit, right? Because that's really what we're getting into with all of the work all of us do is grabbing people and saying, you are way stronger than you could ever possibly imagine. And you got the big fellow with you who's going to make sure that you never fall. So what are your final thoughts, your final comments to everybody listening? What do you want to say to everybody?
Wow. Okay. So thank you. My final word on this is that I got a call from a teacher that I used to teach with. I was an English teacher. After I did my degree in journalism, I did a diploma in education as a postgrad and was teaching English. One of the teachers I used to teach with reached out to me and she said, there's this person I'd like you to help. Sorry, I gave him your number. I was like, no, don't apologize. It's fine. Talk to the mother. The son, mid-20s, had asked his mother for an assisted suicide because he was in such pain after the shot. And he'd lost his quality of life. He had a heart condition now, myocarditis, and he could hardly walk properly anymore. And he just said, Mom, I just want the pain to end. Like, my life is never going to be back like it was. And my life is nothing now. And so can you please, like, let them kill me? Let somebody kill me. And just to hear this, it just broke my heart. I took a call with him and his mom. And I was like, hey, to the mother, can you please, you know, get him on as well? I need to talk to him. Like, I need to talk together. And then it was 4 a.m. I was taking a connector flight. It was an overnight flight. And because it was hard because they're in Australia as well. They're Irish. And as she's just gone back to visit her family and stuff. So I was then speaking, and the and you know, I just looked at this young guy and just spoke the truth that I would want spoken over me if I was in that moment. I said, listen, you know, brother, you've got this. And I heard him and heard his whole story. You don't want to just start saying things. You really got to sit and then kind of work out everything, but then just explain to him, look, the only way that this ends wrong and bad is if you give up. That's like the one thing you can't do. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to you. If you don't give up, what will happen is your body will heal. It's just, when will you give up? And will you actually, for example, if it was the first thing and you just tried this one thing, you got better, great, good for you. That's awesome. You maybe be the first person I've ever met that tried the first thing and they got better. But then the second thing, the third thing, a weekend, a day in, two, you know, a month in, a year in, whatever that time period is. And again, I do believe healing can be very short, but if you don't give up, you will win. Do you understand this? Because to actually ask to have your life taken is the epitome of giving up. And it is sad, but somebody gives up when they don't have any hope. And this is what he had, zero hope. There is no hope for you to get better. People that are going to charge you tons of money. You get no results at all. And then you just left at the end of it. And so I was, you know, just pouring out my heart with this guy, and I'm just in touch with him. We just texted again today and just plugging him to this resource. He'll be watching New Hope with everyone else. And then she, you know, her, the mother thanked me, because even though he's mid-20s, but I guess, you know, obviously, maybe not obviously, everything's through the mother. And so she's the one that has to kind of nudge him, but she's like, hold on, she messaged me in the next couple of days. He's actually in the driver's seat now. He's taking this. This is his problem. He's actually, you know, embarking on this because he's doing the things for himself. And so I was seeing evidence of that. And he started on some of the therapies that are more challenging to get through your head through, even though they're very easy to do. He was on them already. I'm like, oh man, respect. Anyway, so everyone listening, like, be like this young man. You know, we've all been up against situations where we wanted to tap out and say it's enough. But you know, that button is only given up on yourself. It's just choosing not to love yourself to that nth degree to say I'm worth it. I will. And I use the analogy of, like, if you had a little baby, at what point would you give up and say, if they had cancer, and you say, yeah, I've kind of had enough going to these meetings and these appointments and researching these things, I'm just going to kind of give up, let the baby suffer and die. At what point would you do that? And he said, well, after what my mom and dad have done for me, I can see what you're talking about. There is no limit. I said, well, will you believe that for you? And he's like, okay, I get it. So that's what I want everyone to take with them.
You know, Jonathan, I want to say this to you, because this to me is the highest calling that we can ever be anointed in this lifetime, is as a healer. And yeah, did you go to medical school? No. But you don't need to go to medical school to be a healer. You don't need to go to any classical training to be a healer. You need to have something in you that's special. Something that says, I want to help. I want to help things be better, and not just in the throw money at it, not just in the for my own virtue signaling. I want to help because it makes me feel good to help you. And I'm going to be there rooting for you every way. Brother Jonathan, you are a healer in every sense of the word. And the world is lucky to have you as one of our champions right now in this time. So folks, I'm going to sum up what Jonathan, you're very welcome. It's just a fact, brother.
I receive that. Thank you, brother. That means a lot to me. It really does. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
May God shine his divine light down upon us all, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. I'm Dr. H for the Energetic Health Institute and for Energetic Health Radio, wishing you a beautiful day wherever you may be. Aloha and adios.